Good morning, everyone. Appreciate everyone joining us this morning for our special edition of the CAA Weekly Coaches Call with Delaware head coach Ryan Carty and Richmond head coach Russ Huseman as they prepare for their first round games in the FCS playoffs. Four CAA teams made the field. UAlbany and Villanova both received byes, so we will have Coach Gattuso and Coach Bronte along with winners from Saturday's games joining us next Monday. Get started this morning. We welcome in the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Ryan Carty. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Rob.
Good morning. Before we talk about Saturday's game with Lafayette, obviously a tough way to finish the season against Lafayette. What's been the message to the team to get them back and ready to go for Saturday?
Yeah, it was. You know, we got punched a little bit, in that game, and we had a day, less than a day, really, to kind of try to figure out why that happened and how we could change it. And then, we get a chance to have a second life here in a new season. And so, I think we did a very nice job. I think that's the one message that sometimes gets lost there is how good our regular season was, even though it finished the way that it did. And so I think we have to kind of get back to, who we are and make sure that we don't change too much.
Excuse me. Yeah, thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry about that.
All good.
Okay. For media members, just use the raise your hand feature or the chat, and we'll get some questions into Coach Carty. We'll start this morning with Kevin Trestling. Good morning, Kev.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Hey, Ryan. Wanted to ask you, first of all, what the odds might be of Ryan O'Connor being available to play this week. Is it too early to say? But, do you think there's a chance you might have him?
Yeah, it is too early to say. I don't really talk about injuries much, but it doesn't look good. So, it doesn't look good.
Can you say what his injury might be?
It's a lower body operation.
Okay. With that in mind, what's important for your other quarterbacks, Nick in particular, who played most of the game Saturday, to do this week to get ready for Lafayette?
Yeah, I mean, we put him in a tough situation. I obviously we didn't put him in there. He got thrown into a tough situation. When you're practicing usually, and I don't know, maybe some people do it differently. I've not been around it. It's hard to get more than a couple of guys reps in a game week practice. And, you're trying to really work on the guys who are going to be in the game and make sure that they understand the different looks and different schemes and the nuances of each play call. And, so Nick's taking mental reps the whole week and does a great job in our meetings. And so does Daniel Lepofsky and Noah Sanders. And all those guys are in the situation where they're really not getting a ton of reps until they're the backup, or they're in the one or twos. And so this week's obviously a little different in that those guys will get the chunk of the reps that they need and the game plan could be built around them. And so, as you're, last week of the season, you could imagine it was a pretty hefty game plan with a lot of, different things that we were trying to throw at a very good defense. And, it's probably tough to step in there and run that thing seamlessly without those reps and with being a true freshman, those things are obviously taken into account this week. And, obviously it'll be a little bit easier to prepare, not easier going against another great defense, but easier in that we'll have that mindset going in that these guys are going to need those reps and probably going to be taking them.
Next question from Kyle Kensington. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. I wanted to ask about, first of all, with the selection show yesterday, I imagine going into it, you have to feel pretty confident, about how great your team season was. But was there any kind of stress at all when it was the last name announced?
Yeah, I think both those things are true. I do think I was pretty confident going in. And I think it's human nature there when you're literally the last name up there to get a little bit worried. I think that what we did during the season kind of I think solidify us as a certain contender there. And I'm pretty sure we were not, close to the bottom there either, to be honest. But, it still was a little bit disheartening to not have it up there early. And then, of course, the more commercial breaks they go to, the more stressful it gets. And You know, but obviously we were blessed and fortunate enough to get our name called and get chosen and recognized as someone who had a good season.
And then in terms of, you know, getting ready for the prep with Lafayette, you know, when you started evaluating what they did during the season, how quickly does that process start? And do you reach out to, like, say, Kevin at Monmouth, whose team, you know, faced them this regular season?
Yeah, that's the normal process. It happens pretty instantaneous now. It used to be a really long process. We'd be flying on planes, beating people halfway. And nowadays, you know, those films are in pretty darn fast. And so, like, by the time, you know, 2 o'clock rolled around, we had the film. By the time 4 o'clock rolled around, it was all broken down in the cut-ups. And so, you know, it probably bumps back a Sunday operation by about 3 hours. Other than that, you know, you know, there's comfy places to lay around here. So you know, yes, of course, just like always in our preparation, we go out and reach out to whomever may have, you know, have connections of people who have played, you know, but, you know, there's no there's nothing like watching the tape yourself and trying to get a feel for, you know, who these guys are and what they're good at and what might be our way to get a victory.
Thank you.
Next question from Dan. See you in camera. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rob. Thank you. Coach Carty, not to bring up another injury, but to lose, you know, Bradley on the offensive line as well. You know, I know it's very difficult for you guys. What do you think will be most important in personnel wise and getting everything set for Saturday against a really good defensive front from Lafayette?
Yeah, this is one of the better defensive fronts we've seen. They have 35 sacks, which is ridiculous. You know, it stinks losing Brad, you know, not just because, you know, of the way it went down and how early it happened, but also just because he's just the best kid. And it's unfortunate. He's played a lot of ball for us and he's so tough and he sets the tone up front with his strength and his athleticism. You know, we'll miss him. Now, the good news is we've been rotating in three guards the whole year. And now, you know, those other two guys, Patrick and Tenney, will have to kind of step up and play the whole football game. Which they're capable of. And then obviously, you know, our biggest preparation will be getting that sixth and seventh guy ready for, you know, if something bad happens again. And that's kind of the difference there. You always felt pretty good about six. And now, you know, we have to kind of get that sixth and seventh ready to go, and which we will this week. And then, you know, I think, you know, in preparation schematically, it shouldn't change much for us. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, going about our business and playing fundamentally sound and making sure that we're in the right positions.
Next question from Rich. Go ahead, Rich.
You're on mute, Rich.
Mute, Rich.
Sorry about that. That's thanks, fine. Rob. Thanks, Coach. Just going back to the comment you made about, you know, having the third string quarterback not prepped for a big game. What would you say the percentage was of the playbook that was available to you given, you know, that situation? And then looking forward, what percentage of the playbook look, you know, with a full week of practice, do you think will be available to you?
Yeah, using that? Dan. I appreciate the question. It's an interesting, you know, mechanism to try to get out percentages of playbooks. I'd say of the game plan going into the game, I mean, Nick could run everything, but he hadn't repped any of it. You know what I mean? So it's not like he doesn't understand the plays and the it's hard to explain without I have to say this in the right way. So, like, let's say we're running a pretty basic pass play, right? And we may have done it with a different formation, a different motion, a different movement this week, maybe out of a different personnel group. And so it's a little bit more intricate maybe because it was week 9 than it was when it was week 1 or 2, or when he was taking the reps more in fall camp. And usually when the 2s and 3s are in fall camp and when he's getting those reps, we are pretty much running the base versions of those. And so, like, the playbook's there. I would say the game plan probably was just a little bit, you know, a little bit more intricate than probably he was ready for. But he could be ready for that kind of intricacy, as could, you know, our other freshman quarterbacks, if we just give them those reps in practice as well. And so I do think that, you know, we're not going to be completely basic on Saturday. That's not who we're going to be ever. And because that is our playbook is, you know, our basic stuff is fairly intricate. And so we're going to do our best to put a product out there that's going to be still variable, still not very predictable. And I think we're very capable of doing that with the people in our room at the quarterback position and on the offensive side of the ball. And then obviously on the defense and special teams to kind of keep us in the situation where we can go win one late.
And you had mentioned a couple of weeks ago how maybe halfway through the season for Nick in particular, kind of the light went on. It was all of a sudden, all of the work that he put, you know, it was just, it became apparent to him how to operate the offense. So hopefully given more time to practice, that's going to work out for him.
I mean, it's all, you know, it's a matter of time with every freshman at most positions. And that quarterback position is really tough. There's a couple of them, center, safety, linebacker, quarterback, where the mental side needs to catch up to what they may be prepared for physically. And, you know, it's one thing getting reps at the end of games, and it's another thing getting reps in a, you know, second quarter of a rivalry game. And so that's something that obviously, you know, you need to catch up fast with. And so we will. We'll get them ready. And, you know, I'd like to think that we'll be very successful with them.
Thanks, Coach.
Next question from Connor Metz. Good morning, Connor.
Morning, Rob. Hey, Coach. Can you just talk some about how good it was to have Marcus kind of have an increased workload on Saturday and whether you think any of his explosiveness, burst, you know, endurance will improve during this week? You know, does this week give him a chance to get more back to the normal Marcus we saw earlier? What's it look like for him?
Yeah, I think he felt pretty good after the game yesterday. He said, you know, kind of felt as good as he did going into it, which is great. You know, any progress is great progress. You know, I don't know that he was 100%, but he was pretty darn good and smooth. You know, I think the explosiveness was really more about Villanova's defense than it was about his health. I think they did a nice job tackling and getting hats around the ball. You know, he still had some really nice runs. Could he have burst out of one or two more, maybe with some more strength in that ankle? Possibly, you know, and so hopefully we can be closer to 100, if not 100% this week. That is the plan.
Yeah. Thank you.
Next question from Martin Arducci. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Rob. Coach, just wanted to get your impression on four CAA teams in the tournament. Just, you know, what you think the league has been this year.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be a proponent of this league. I've been in it for a long time. I think, you know, it's weird on the outside because it's a little bit more spread out and there's 15 teams in it. I think from the outside looking in, there are times that people think it might not be as strong because of that. And I disagree. I think there may be one or two teams that, you know, had bad years. But when we're playing those games week in and week out, I'll tell you this. I mean, I was in the Southland Conference and whatever the heck it was called after that, the WAC or whatever, it's much stronger than that. And so it's not even close, to be honest. And so, you know, I have not been in the Missouri Valley. I've played those teams. I've not been in the Big Sky. I've played those teams. I know the top of those conferences are really special, and I think ours are too. And so, you know, I think it's as strong a conference as there is in the country. So I am not surprised by it. I think you could see it by the race that there was for first place, that there was, you know, there were probably two or three more teams that were potentially top 25 teams. As far as, you know, if there were no automatic qualifiers, I'd say we probably have five or six teams in the field. And so I think to have four makes complete sense to me.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
All right. Follow up to Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Ryan, I couldn't understand what name you said when you were talking about the guards. Is TJ the next guy up? Is he the guy who's been rotating?
Yeah, we call him Tenny sometimes. His name is Tenny Thomas. It's TJ. It's TJ.
Yeah. But okay. All right. First name. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Sorry. I call him Tenny. So,
hey, what does Lafayette do well offensively, Ryan?
I tell you what, they don't turn the ball over. That's pretty impressive. Their numbers and their turnover margin is pretty impressive. They take it away a little bit. Their sacks are kind of what they do on defense the most, but they don't turn the ball over on offense. Very few interceptions, very few fumbles. You know, TJ does such a nice job at being sound, having a plan. Everything is for a reason. You know, they're going to get in the right call on every play. And it's not just going to be let's line up and run something and hope it works. They're going to get in the right call versus that right defense, make you think on your feet formationally and RPO-wise. And so, and then they're going to take their shots when they have them. And I think he also does a nice job know, similar to us as with their trick plays and gadgets and such. You know, they always have one or two dialed up, ready to go. So we got to be on our toes and ready for those. And luckily, our defense sees those in practice here and there. And so, you know, I think, you know, we just have to prepare very soundly because we're going to face a very sound offense.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Got it.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for taking time out of your day to do this with us. And good luck on Saturday. And hopefully we're talking again next Monday.
No problem. Hey, Coach Huseman, congratulations, man.
I don't even get you. Good job. Great year for you guys.
It's been fun to watch it.